Podcasting from the Chicagoland area, this is Game On with Jackson Stewart, where we discuss men's lifestyle, focusing on sex, fitness, relationships, business, and more. We'll be interviewing the best of the best, the hot shots, and the rising stars in the worlds of modeling, fitness, cooking, and more. Influencers who are discussing keeping it sexy while at the top of their game. I'm your host, Jackson Stewart. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the game.
This is Dale Valor.
This is Pamela Ross.
This is Trinasia.
And you're listening to Game On with Jackson Stewart.
Game On with Jackson Stewart. Killing them!
Follow Game On with Jackson Stewart on YouTube at Game On with Jack, on the official blog www.gameonwithjack.blog, and at the new store www.gameonwithjack.shop. Keep it sexy and game on.
Good people, sexy people, welcome to another edition of Game On with Jackson Stewart. I'm your host, Jackson Stewart, obviously. As always, guys, I really appreciate you taking time to stop by and check out the show and be a part of the community. Before we get on with tonight's topic, because tonight is one of my favorite shows to do, and Ask Jack, I want to make sure you guys know that you can follow us, follow the game, follow me on social media. YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram, all the same, at Game On With Jack. Follow me on the Game On With Jack blog, which is literally gameonwithjack.blog. Also, make sure that you swing by Facebook and check out the show there on the page, Game On With Jackson. So, check it out, join up, subscribe, like, all that good stuff. Become part of the Game On community. Not only are people like reading the information and getting stuff, but they're also commenting on each other's posts and comments and helping one another out. So, you know, it's not just about what I can tell you, but about what you guys are telling each other. And that's cool. And I really want to make sure that that is fostered and that is celebrated, and keep on, keep up the good work. Excuse me. So, like I said earlier, welcome players to another epic episode of Game On with Jackson Stewart. I'm your host, and we're doing one of my favorite shows tonight, an Ask Jack, where you guys have sent me questions over the last few weeks and months. And tonight, the game answers them for you. So I want to make sure that, that your feedback and your questions are heard and enjoyed, and that I'm going to answer them to the best of my ability. Probably have too many questions to get through tonight, so there will be a part two. There's usually always a part two with an Ask Jack, but you guys, excuse me, sorry guys, allergies already. you guys take time out to join the show, and I want to make sure that you are heard and that you get good feedback, things you can take out there with the rest of your lives as you deal with the game. So let's get at it. First up, we got Alex from Seattle, who hit me up on Twitter. Game On, what's the best way for men to start practicing yoga? Alex, that's a great question. As a yoga practitioner myself, so there's a couple ways to answer this. Number one, you could easily find yoga for beginners, yoga, starting yoga on YouTube. And I should say this, before you start doing any kind of physical exercise or physical regimen, you need to go get a physical. Even with something as simple and as slow as yoga, you know, you don't want to pull a muscle, you don't want to get hurt somehow. And next thing you know, you're seriously screwed up. So go get a physical, go get checked out. Then, hey, you could go out to YouTube and, you know, find a starting video set. There's tons of them out there. B, you can find yoga classes in just about any rec center. A lot of yoga businesses will offer like one free class to come check it out. Excuse me. So there is no shortage of ways to start yoga. The best thing to do is just start it. But like I said, make sure that, you know, physically you can handle all the positions that yoga may put you through. And just that you're in the best shape possible to start the practice. But I applaud you for the thing about starting yoga. I swear by yoga. Yoga is amazing. You know, yoga has helped me out in terms of healing, in terms of stretching. I've done competitive fighting. You know, I'm not MMA or anything, but, you know, amateur stuff. And yoga was important in the training process. So, Alex, keep it up. Good job. See you on the mat. Excuse me. Next question up. Cycling Sam from NYC, obviously writes in from New York City, hit me up on Instagram and want to know what is the best way to find cycling programs in New York. Well, Cycling Sam, I don't know off the top of my head, but kind of like what I just answered for Alex, best place in the world to ever start. Well, two places. One, start on the internet. Also, go check your community center, your recreation center in town. You're in New York, so I'm sure there might be one or two rec centers you could check. But just look on billboards. Ask around. Also, go to your bicycle shop, where if you get your bike repaired or where you got it from, ask the employees there. Whoops, sorry, guys, dropping shit over here. Ask the employees there what they might know of, and I guarantee you that they have some connections to biking clubs and biking routes and et cetera out there. So information, and it's one thing I like to tell people, you have all the information at your fingertips. We just don't think about how to access it, how to use it, how to get to it. And a lot of times it starts with just asking somebody. There's no fear in, or she doesn't have no fear, there's no shame in saying, hey, I got a question. And posing it to somebody. And if that person laughs at you or makes fun of you, then they're a dick. And they weren't worth you asking in the first place. But the next person might have the information you're looking for. Or they might have the info you're looking for. So it's all about just putting the right question in front of the right person at the right time. Let's see. Next question. We've got Tech Gadget Todd from San Francisco. Hit me up on LinkedIn. Still growing that platform, but thanks, Todd, for hitting me there. Game on with Jackson Stewart. Love the show. Thank you very much. What emerging tech trends should men be aware of in 2024? Damn, that's a good one. Well, Todd, if you didn't catch the most recent show, AI, I think, is the tech trend that men should be aware of, to be conscious of, to know how to use. So definitely I'd say AI. Social media is not going anywhere, but I wouldn't spend a lot of time obsessing over trying to learn all the nuances and tricks of each platform. If you are a if you are a business owner or you do any type of like promotions or something like that and you want to reach people, then definitely learn two social platforms that you feel the demographics would fit, whatever your use of it would be. But in addition to AI and social media, tech trends, you know, they've been talking about wearable technology for decades by now. And I can't say I've seen that we're any closer in terms of like smart glasses or augmented reality, you know, being shown off of our phones or our devices. But I will say, you know, if you're in terms of tech trends, if your cell phone is older than 3 years, you may want to look at upgrading it, because the cell phones now, I just bought a new cell phone last year, and it's already outdated. And I was like, damn. But the new phones, what they're coming with in terms of their operating systems is including AI and a lot of predictive algorithms where it can guess what you want and what you're going to be looking for. So that's what I would look into, those trends. Also, in terms of keeping track of trends, I know they tend to be business magazines, but definitely Smart Company, Forbes, Wall Street Journal. Make sure you pick those up on a regular basis. They have amazing tech sections that will keep you up to speed. Brian from LA hit me on Twitter. Jackson, how can men style denim for business casual? That's a great question because I love denim. I love denim. I'd wear a denim suit if I had one. Styling denim is interesting because, to me, with the exception of cotton, obviously, because most of our clothing is made out of some degree of cotton, I'd say denim is probably the most versatile fabric that we have out there next to cotton. So, given its versatility, we now have to talk about its color, okay? Because, let's look, denim pants are going to be jeans. There's pretty much no way around that. Now, you've got different colors of jeans. If you want to style denim for business casual, I typically style business casual denim the same way as I'd style like going out to an upscale club or something. Dark denim. Go with dark denim jeans all the time. Also, don't wear the dark denim jeans all the time. Because if you wear dark denim and you wear it, you're going to wash it. And when you wear it and wash it, it starts to fade. And it loses that crisp, elegant style to it. So, get you three pairs of jeans. Maybe four. Two lighter blue, one in the middle, and then dark, dark jeans. And maybe a pair of black jeans. Your two blue, not don't go like acid wash light, but just regular blue jeans. Those are your day-to-days. You might have a pair of jeans that you wear if you like, you know, for work reasons in terms of like maybe you do construction, maybe you do gardening, whatever. So have a pair of jeans. You don't care if they get dirty. You don't care if they get messed up. Then you got your black jeans and you got your dark, dark blue jeans. Those are your classy going out jeans. Don't wear those all the time. Key thing about denim, make sure it looks nice, especially with business casual. You want to make sure that the cut is right. You know, your jeans should fall just under your ankle. Maybe an inch or an inch and a half below. They should just slightly sag over the top of your shoes. Not get caught under your heel, not where you're putting your tripping on them. But you don't want, you know, I'm old school. You don't want flooding pants. Flooding pants are terrible. So yeah, flooding pants are terrible. In terms of socks, if you're wearing this with business casual, you want dark socks. You don't want white tube socks that people are going to see. Make sure your belt game is nice. You know, you want a dark belt or a brown belt. So yeah, if your jeans are a lighter blue and, you know, then we're talking about your shoes. You know, you want black shoes, you want brown shoes. I'm a big fan of boots, big fan of dress boots. So it's all about pairing, you know, and pick up a magazine and take a look, you know, like GQ, Men's Health, Men's Journal. Take a look at how they're fashioning denim. If you are doing denim for business casual, all right, make sure that your jeans look good. All right, good and crisp. If you got to iron them, iron them. You know, you don't have to put a crease in them, but don't wear wrinkly jeans. Don't do that. You look sloppy. So anyway, good luck with that. Next question up comes from Health Nut Neil. What essential swimwear should men invest in for beach vacation? Neil, good question. All right, two pairs of swim trunks come down to almost knee length. And if you got to, get you a thong. Or a pair of like short, real short, like bathing trunks. You need more than just, you know, some nut hugging beach wear. But get something that's, you know, gonna look like you could wear it in the water, look like you could play volleyball real quick. Also, you know, if you're not walking around there trying to show off your whole body, if you're not walking around there with like a six pack or something, tank top or loose fitting, you know, fun t-shirt. Make sure you got your sunblock. Make sure you got sunglasses, and you're good to go. So, yeah, but just, you know, make sure nobody can see your balls at the beach. Chris from Philly hit me up on Twitter. I like to say hit me up. That's how I see you guys. Chris from Twitter sent me the following message. Maybe that's better. Game Out with Jack, what are the health benefits of switching to a plant-based diet for men? Well, Chris, I always have to give that disclaimer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian. I'm not a nutritionist. But typically, guys I know who have gone to a plant-based diet find they tend to lose weight. Physical issues that come from things like high sodium, high sugar, those kind of ailments tend to fall away. They tend to have more energy. They tend to have better sleep. And overall, they tend to just be healthier individuals. Now, like I said, you know, if you're going to go practice yoga, before you think about changing your diet any way possible or, you know, switching up the way you eat or however, go get a physical. Because you don't want to start a new route in your life of health on the wrong foot. What if a plant-based diet is not what you need because you have X or you have Y? Maybe you have an allergy. Like, just make sure you're starting off on a good foundation. Go get a physical, guys. Most of your insurances will pay for a physical once a year. Go get it. There's no reason to die from something that's completely avoidable or to be ill from something that's completely avoidable. Get a physical. Tell the doctor what you want to do. Like, doc, I'm thinking about just going to all, you know, 100% vegan and see what they say. And, you know, they may say, all right, but just make sure you're still taking your medicine for your high blood pressure. Make sure you're still taking your medicine for your diabetes, whatever it is. Get the damn physical, right? So cool. Oh, Chris, one thing, too, about plant-based, make sure that you are including, this is from people that I've spoken with who've gone that route, that you're including green leafy vegetables, right? So your broccoli, I think cauliflower falls under there. Because they just have tons of nutrition, and they're really good for you. So, good luck with that. I still like meat, but I do love some veggies also. Gourmet Gary from New Orleans on Instagram wrote, what are some effective home workouts for men? All right, good question. Once again, go see a doctor. But if you guys have been with the show for any length of time, you know your man Jack is a kettlebell man. I love kettlebells. Why do I love a kettlebell? I've been a gym rat. I'm still a gym rat. You know, and I've done deadlifts and bench presses and curls. And I know the whole like, all right, now I got to change this weight. I got to change this bar. I got to go over here and adjust this machine. With the kettlebell, even if you have multiple weights, you might have three kettlebells with you. You just grab one. And then when you're done with it, you go and grab the other one. Like, it's so fast and efficient towards like a cardio strength training routine that I cannot stress enough how good it is. So I deadlift with a kettlebell. Obviously, my kettlebell is not damn near 300 pounds, what I'm used to deadlifting. But I go for repetition. I go for speed. I go for shorter breaks. You know, you do Turkish get-ups. You do Russian ab twists. You can do bench presses in a way, or overhead presses also with a kettlebell. So right now, I'll tell you, a kettlebell is not cheap. If you can find one on sale, get it. Look up exercises. I would recommend that no matter how strong you are, if you've never done kettlebell workouts, don't jump in at like 45 pounds. Start with like a 5-pounder or a 10-pounder. And you can find those at like Target, Five Below, Walmart, Meijer, stores like that. Kroger probably. Your heavier weights, anything past like 30, you tend to have to go to like a sporting store or order it. Start low, get your form right, and then go at it. Anonymous writes in, Jackson, how often should a beard be trimmed to maintain its shape? Anonymous, that's a good question. And the answer is it depends. How fast you grow facial hair. Some guys grow a beard and it stops. The beard gets so far, or they get so much stubble and it just stops right there at that length. My answer also would be trim it as often as you need to make it look the way you want. I've got some facial hair. I trim it about once every 3 days. I'll get like two or three hairs that are they scream out and they go off to the wrong direction. I just cut them out. But, you know, also if you're trying to keep your beard in a certain shape, they have those beard shapes that kind of go around your chin at night when you go to sleep. Just check it out. But also make sure that you're putting proper product in your beard to keep it soft and kind of like malleable. And you can go anywhere. There's tons of products off Amazon. I like the Mountaineer. Good products there. There's a product. I'm forgetting the guy's name. Scott something. But he makes beard products for African American and curly drier hair like my facial hair. So his stuff is good. But also, like, I hear The Rock just released some new skin care and hair products that I hear good things about. So go to the store, try some things out, get samples so you know what works, and if it doesn't, you didn't spend a ton of money. But, you know, trim it as often as you need to. And the good thing about hair is if you cut it, you don't like it, it grows back. Runner Rick writes in, hey, Jack, show's great. Looking forward to your next guest. What's the latest trend in men's fashion for 2024? Runner Rick, good question. Here's the thing. I don't believe in following fashion necessarily. The only thing that really dictates my fashion is weather. You know, I'm not going to wear a wool coat and it's 95 degrees out. Like, I'm not crazy. So I can't really answer what are they whispering about in the sacred halls of New York or LA in terms of fashion. I say, one, wear what compliments your body. Two, wear what makes you feel good. And actually, those two can go in whatever order you want. Three, wear what's affordable. Four, wear what you can wear again. Like, don't get some pricey-ass silk shirt that can only be worn once because you can never wash it or something. And then, you know, make sure you've got enough items and accessories of fashion that you can rotate and change and keep your look fresh. And also, wear what works for the event. If you guys did not hear the interview, Elevation Styles is the TikTok, is the YouTube of a previous guest, Brandon, awesome guy. Check out his show, check out his YouTube. He's on TikTok. Gives you countless tips about fashion and what's hot. So good luck with that, Rick. We got time for two more questions. Michael from Miami, on the Facebook page, Dear Jackson, can you recommend some beginner yoga poses for men? Another yoga question, cool. Once again, get a physical, get checked out before you start any kind of physical activity. But beginner yoga poses, off the top of my head, I'm going to say tree. Very simple. You know, you keep your feet planted and you reach up. It's a great overall body stretch. Downward dog, because you can modify it. It's a great stretch for your back and your hams. Hams being hamstrings. Warrior one, it's a simple pose, but it really does help you work on your kind of core strength and overall connection to your body. And I'd say lastly, a beginning pose might be a child pose. Child pose is super simple. A lot of people think it's so simple it doesn't do anything, but it really does help stretch you out. So those would be like my beginning four. Gadget guy Tom, also from Facebook. Hey, Jack, what are the best smart home devices for a bachelor pad? Ooh, good question. Let's see. First of all, get your Alexa, okay? Or, oh, God, what's the other one that controls? Amazon has a device that controls your house, too. But get one of those centralized, quote-unquote, smart AI devices that you can yell out its name and it answers questions. So, boom, that's one. Two, get a Ring cam especially if you get packages or you want to see who's come by your house. So get a Ring cam. Boom, that's awesome. So you got your Alexa, you got your Ring cam. Get a sound system, because those are smart now. Wireless speakers, you know, you can get a bass, a good subwoofer installed. You can speak out to it, and you can control it through your Alexa or whatever your centralized hub device is. And I would say, lastly, throw some money into a good home entertainment setup. And I think beyond that, and lights. I mean, you can get smart light bulbs that you can speak to and have them cut off. I mean, if you think you need that, go ahead. But I think those four devices are a good start. Last question. Let's see. David from Toronto left this comment on the YouTube channel. Jack, which investments are considered the safest with moderate returns for men in their 30s? Wow. David, great question. And if you have not listened to the show with where we talk about money investments for men, go back and check it out. I'd say probably the safest is see if your job will match your 401k contributions. A lot of jobs will, and that's the safest. They'll do the investment for you. You know, you'll get, don't watch that stock, because sometimes it goes up and down and sideways. But it's probably the safest, moderate return, and it will help stack up so that when you do retire, it should be there for you. Let's see, let's squeeze in one more. Oh, here's a good one. Foodie Phil from Austin. Game on. What are essential spices every man should have in his kitchen? Oh, God, that's a great question. Let's see. Essential spices. Salt, pepper, lemon pepper. Lemon pepper without salt. Paprika. Steak seasoning. Worcestershire sauce. Soy sauce. Cinnamon. Vanilla extract. I use all these. That's what. God, no. Garlic powder, onion powder, turmeric, ginger, cayenne pepper, chili powder. Bear with me here, guys. I'm going through my cupboard in my head. Sugar, I mean, I guess that counts. Flour. God, no, I'm forgetting some. Gravy packets? And, is it salt, pepper, onion powder? Cumin. Definitely should have cumin in there. And that's it. And with those ingredients, you can, God, the amount of stuff you can make. Ah, Italian seasoning and parsley. Yes. Get all those. Go cook. Go make some kick-ass stuff. You guys rock. Don't forget to catch me on social media at Game On With Jack and on the Facebook page, Game On With Jackson. You guys take care. We'll see you next week for part two of Ask Jack. Until then, keep it sexy and game on.